Welcome back to the Asylum Metal Radio. We're going to kind of get a little bit of a break in format here and check out a band called Malfunction. We're going to roll it back to the early days before grunge was even grunge and talk to Kevin from Malfunction. How you doing, man? Thanks for giving me a call this afternoon.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
So technically, we consider the format and the time of the Asylum the late 70s to the early 90s. So technically, Malfunction fits right in. You guys started in 1980?
Yeah, that's right. 1980 is the birthday year for Malfunction. My brother Andy and I, we bailed out of a Easter dinner at my grandmother's house to stay home and record our first demo. And so that was the the start.
Okay, so give me kind of the backstory. Fill us in from back when. This is, of course, Andrew Wood, your brother, who became the singer of Mother Love Bone, who after he passed, the torch went to Eddie Vedder and then became Pearl Jam. Give me the backstory before all that happened, how Malfunction came to be and the time period and what it was like.
Well, back in the early days, we were heavily influenced by the punk movement and the band's accordance to that sort of vibe But we wanted to be more theatrical in a way that would break the mold, what we were seeing in town at the time. I don't know if you remember the Plasmatics. We looked at them and what they were doing, and because we had no Wendy O. Williams on board, but we designed our stage show to be extraordinary in certain ways, and we went out and started playing in the punk clubs and doing the punk shows and got welcomed into the scene with open arms. We had some speed on our side. Regan Hagar at the time was our drummer, and he was on board with the entire thing. And so we developed as a band, coming from punk, and then as time went by, we learned our instruments a bit better and slowed down and started playing more of a mid-tempo, heavy sound. We did have heavy music all along, but then we got into more ballads and more diversity with our tonal qualities and evolved into a regular, you know, heavy rock band. At the time, of course, grunge was not even a word. And actually, when we shopped our first demo it wasn't our first demo, one of our demos to Sub Pop, they turned us down because we were not grunge enough. And at the time, we laughed, you know, because grunge to us was a derogatory term for bands that just kind of sucked. And so I guess we didn't suck enough. So on any given day, I don't know, that could be debated. But there you have it in a nutshell. And, you know, Malfunction is continuing to evolve today. We've gone through more periods of evolution, but it's basically the same. It's my approach to guitar is I'm still doing the same stuff I was doing back in the 80s and 90s. And today we have, 2014, doing the same thing.
And still sounding solid, too. I've been listening to, I guess it's the new EP, like for the past couple days, and Just In Case. I've been listening to that one over and over again. It's got that that kind of early vibe sound, but it's got that heavier riff, lower key kind of sound to it as well. But it still feels like, it's kind of weird, it still feels like the earlier style, if that makes sense.
That song came about, it's kind of a magical song in a way. I found some lyrics that Andrew left behind, a whole stack of loose lyrics, and I wrote the music to that with those lyrics in front of me, and that thing just came together really, really easy. It was almost like him being there in the way we used to write together in the old days, and evolved from a real simple riff. And that's, you know, as you go along with your musical development, oftentimes more complicated is where you want to go because you can do more complicated stuff. But that thing just came out super simple, super easy, and it lended itself to those lyrics in a way that it really came together nicely. the whole collection of music, actually the Monument CD, is a tribute to Andrew's time in Malfunction. All of that stuff just fell into place so well and so perfectly. You know, I really felt like Andrew's spirit was with me when I was putting that together.
That's incredible. And it's kind of one of the rest of the songs as well, the whole collection. It's kind of one of those, as you listen to it, it grabs you. It kind of takes you back. You know, there's those certain songs and those certain sounds that take you back to that time. And that's kind of when I was sitting there listening to the whole thing through. It kind of did that. It was like all of a sudden it takes you back to that time.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so yeah, I'm glad you're getting it. It's you know, that was the way it all came out, you know. And you know, none of it's really contrived. It's for me, I just pick up the guitar and just start going, and it's with a train of thought, or it's just what happens, and then it becomes a song. So, you know, I never sit down and write a song thinking, well, this is going to be this way, and we're going to, you know, harken back to the early days. And, you know, because like I said, I'm just still doing the same thing that I have always done with the guitar, and just pick it up and whatever comes up. And that's usually the inspiration for something. And, you know, and that's the way, you know, on that Monument CD, I put together some songs that Andrew and I wrote together back in the day as well, like My Love and Love Child. Those were songs that were on our set from the early 80s. Yeah, but they never got recorded. So I took the advantage, time advantage, and actually put those songs down as a tribute to the early days, and to bring those old songs back out into the open. Love Child and My Love, actually, the two big ones from the early days, that we would go out and play those songs that were on our set for years.
So is that where the inspiration still comes from for the new stuff?
Yeah, it's all good, because our influences, of course, in Malfunction were heavily pop influenced, of course, but at the same time, we were always into the heavy music. Andrew and I grew up listening to heavy rock and loving it and aspiring to be heavy. But we wanted to put a spin on it that would be different, that would be noticed. And so we tried to put a lighter, not, you know, the 333 thing, was in direct response to the 666 thing, which a lot of the metal bands in the early metal revival era were doing that. And I'm not saying that we were against it, but we wanted to be different. We wanted to be love rock instead of Satan rock. And so we pulled out the 333 thing and started calling ourselves love rock. You know, and I think it worked, and it still works. We still put that vibe out when we play. We have people in tears because they're so filled with this energy, because these old songs that we do live or the new songs, it strikes people in a way that fulfills them. Rather than, you know.
And speaking of the live show, you guys present that very well as well, not just the stage antics, punk-influenced flamboyancy, but it's still that straightforward, we're going to connect it. I mean, you know, it's one thing as a fan in the audience, it's one thing to go and watch a show and be entertained, but it's another thing to connect with it such that it almost tunes everything out.
Yeah.
And you're just in it.
Yeah, and that's the goal. I mean, we've got, well, Tony West is our new lead singer, and he's just amazing, and he's flamboyant, and he's personable, and it's just a great fit, and he very accurately pulls off the vibe that we were shooting for all along. So I'm really happy about things with the live performance. And we're working on some new stuff with Tony that's going to blow some doors, I'm sure.
We'll definitely be excited and waiting for that.
Yeah.
So then currently, how does that work? Are you guys doing the live thing and then working on the record, or vice versa? How's it working now?
We're doing everything at once. Our road stints are usually fairly short, and so it gives us time to continue in all aspects of what we're trying to do, the new music and the shows. So right now, we're wide open and we're doing everything at once. which is nice.
And of course, people can find you guys on Facebook, facebook.com/malfunction. Keep up with tour dates and album details and stuff like that as well. I didn't want to let you get away without asking you about, I know it might be kind of an emotional chord, but I wanted to ask you about the Andrew Wood story, the movie, the film. Tell me about that whole process and what that is, what that a film is.
Well, it's Malfunction, the Andy Wood story. It was a it took years to put it together. The filmmaker Scott Barber did it over a year, over probably 10 years of work, interviews. He interviewed, of course, my family and then the guys in Love Bone, Chris Cornell, everybody who was close to Andrew. And of course, it's full of clips of Andrew playing with Malfunction, with Mother Love Bone, and talks about his life. And inside the disc itself is included the Malfunction Back to Olympus CD, as well as a Andrew Wood solo CD, stuff that he put together, which is a real plus for the fans out there that want to hear more from Andrew, because he was so prolific. I have books and loose lyric sheets, I mean stacks of them, and tapes that, you know, cassette tapes of songs that never saw the light of day. And then, of course, the CD that's included in the box set with DVD has a huge selection of songs that were actually recorded on an old four track and whatnot that have good sonic quality, that are entertaining. So yeah, it was a labor of love and a good story. And I would urge people to check it out. It's Malfunction, the Andy Wood story, in box set.
And people can find that direct link actually at malfunction.com. Also has a Facebook page as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Not to
that's
be confused right. with malfunction.org, which is the band page.
Yeah, I've been after Scott to, he wants to get milk as much he can out of that film, and it's all good. But the band's website came later, and I managed to get .org, you know.
Well, either way, we'll get the links right on the features page at asylummetalradio.com. We'll have it all there, to Whammy Box Records as well, which is your label. And it's got some other features and stuff like that. Again, the features page at asylummetalradio.com. We'll link you to malfunction.org. We'll also put the Andy Wood story link up there as well. Kevin, again, thank you so much for spending a little time with us today here in the Asylum.
Well, yeah. Well, thanks, Ryan, for having me on and talking with me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, since we mentioned it and talked about it a little bit, we're going to play that one, Goodbye, Just in Case. It's off of the new EP, and you can find that in the links as well. We'll have all that information up at asylummetalradio.com. New music from an old band, Malfunction, right here in the Asylum Metal Radio.